I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Eric in Streamwood. So you're super into your girlfriend, but not enough to put a ring on it.
At least not until 2027 deadline that she gave me.
Wait a minute. You've been given a deadline?
Yeah. She told me she wants to be engaged before 2027, and she meant it.
Okay. You know what? She has a plan.
I see. So, or else what?
Well, she's given me an ultimatum that we have to be engaged within the next year, basically, and we just started dating.
Okay.
Are you sure she's not joking?
So, wait a minute. So this means, January 1st, 2027, you have to be engaged or she is going to end things with you. So first off, how long have you two been together?
Just a few months, like just since the summer.
Oh, gosh.
And she's, at least that's kind of nice for you. She's super, like, sure about you.
She's rearing ready to go.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's, like, she insists that men know after the first date if the girl is wifey material.
And
is she?
I mean, like, I do think she's a great girl. You can't possibly know someone enough to marry them just after a year, right?
Well, in a year, yes. I think so. I think if you're with somebody for a year, you know whether or not you want to get married to them.
I mean, I don't know. She kind of seems like she just wants to jump into being married, whether, like, I'm the groom or not. You know what I mean?
I think I understand her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Eric, but she's saying, look, I'm not messing around. I'm dating to get married.
Yeah.
So essentially, if we're not engaged by January 1st, if you don't know by January 1st, 2027, that you want to marry me, cool, thanks. We'll shake hands and part ways. Yeah. So I get that she's not trying to mess around. She's not trying to waste time.
No, and I mean, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, is she amazing? Yes. Could I see myself marrying her? Also, yes.
Okay.
Is it the pressure?
Yes, that's it. The pressure is off-putting.
Okay, like, hold on one second. If you're just tuning in, I want to catch you up. Eric's in Streamwood, and he's dating this girl for a few months, and she said, you're going to propose to me by January 1st of 2027 or this is over. She's giving him an ultimatum, but she's essentially saying, I'm not messing around. I'm dating for marriage.
And I guess that's kind of true. Like, if you don't know whether or not you want to date, I know right now it seems a little scary because you said it's only been a few months, right? But think about who you're going to be in a year from now. And, like, if this is a person that you were with for about a year and a half, I'm going to be honest, it's not odd for you to already know in your brain, like, that's my girl.
Yeah.
Sure. And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with that. I think part of it, though, too, is, like, we both have okay jobs, but we haven't nearly saved enough for a wedding, and I haven't even saved for an engagement ring.
Okay. I see what you're saying there. But, you know, we don't know how much you need to spend on an engagement ring. We don't know how much you need to spend on a wedding. Like, these are things that don't necessarily need to be, doesn't have to be a $20,000 engagement ring. It doesn't have to be a $100,000 wedding.
I think for her, it's the commitment to taking the next step. I don't think anybody is forcing you to get married on January 2nd, 2027.
That's my anniversary.
Oh, is it really? Someone was forcing them.
Yeah.
Well, again, like, I think for me, like, I want to pay off my loans first. It's too much. And I've genuinely tried to talk to her, and she says it's her, like, non-negotiable.
Okay, that's her non-negotiable.
That's her non-negotiable, then.
So is it a match or is it a mistake? That is the question. 877-591-9696. Let's ask the Moga and Carla Mornings Mafia. To me, this is a match. To me, I understand
this. Me too.
But somebody be here for Eric because he is feeling pressure. Is it possible that this is a mistake? Do you think that does she really love him, or does she see him as a solution to a problem? Like, how serious is this marriage thing?
Why is being single gotta be a problem? I think she's just like serious
about it. She put a deadline on it.
Well, yeah, because
so obviously it is a problem.
I don't want to waste time. Right. Maybe it's a wasting time thing. Yeah. I think Eric, you know, because I heard you in this call say, is she incredible? Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Would I marry her? I mean, yeah.
Is she amazing was the phrase. Is she amazing? Well, yeah. Don't be stupid. Don't mess this up. 877-591-9696, though. Is this a match or is it a mistake?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Countdown is on for Eric and Streamwood, who is with a woman he really loves and is really into, but she has set a deadline. January 1st, 2027. Propose or get lost.
I mean, I kind of get it. You know, you're dating with intention and he does sound like he likes her. I keep hearing that most guys know pretty early on. So I would hope that he has an inkling.
Yeah, it's our match or mistake here on B96. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings. And we want to know, is it a match or mistake? There is a literal deadline put on this. And he's like, I like her, but I don't know about
marriage, you know,
yet. 12 months and 18 days or whatever it is. 877-591-9696. I'm sorry, is your name Divinetti?
Like almost like Xfinity, but Divinity.
Divinity. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
In Morris. So you say it's a mistake.
Yeah, honestly, a year doesn't mean nothing. Like, what if in a year she's a psycho? What if she's like a stalker? What if he gets hurt? Like, you can't put pressure on somebody, and that's a mistake women make. We pressure men and be like, I need to be married. I need to be engaged. But what if you change your mind in a year? You don't even like him anymore.
That's true, yeah.
No, you're saying she might actually fall out of liking with him.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. Maybe he decides, hey, she's doing too much. I can't afford a ring. I can't afford a wedding. Like, some women are like, hey, I need it done by now. And I've made the same mistake, and I ran away guys. And trust me, that's the worst thing a woman can do, is run away a guy.
How many guys do you think you've made run away so far?
The wrong one.
There you go. That's the right answer.
Yeah.
No, the wrong one.
Well, I think also there is the a part of it where it's like you want somebody to marry you because they're certain that they want to marry you, not because you've like put a deadline on that relationship.
What's that one saying they say? Exactly. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a no.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Right. Everything in life.
Mind you, even he said no. Even he was like, I don't know. The hesitation is already there. So yeah, it's a big mistake.
Yeah. All right then, Divinity. Well, thank you so much for the call, and I love your name. And now I know how to say it when you call back. Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right. Casey is in Belmont Craig, and Casey, you say it's a match. And how long did you wait to get engaged, you and your guy?
So we met in August of 2016, and we were engaged by October of 2016.
Oh! See, when you know,
when it's a hell yeah.
What was the moment that you knew you wanted to marry that man?
Honestly, like, after, like, the first time that we actually physically met, because we actually met on Tinder, so the first time that we actually met in person, we just clicked, and I think we just both knew.
I'm gonna cry.
How long was it till the wedding happened? So you met in August, you got engaged in October. By what point were you married?
So we're still engaged. There's no pressure to actually have a wedding, but even he was like,
Wait a minute.
Wait.
So you meet in August of 2016, you get engaged 2 months later, and now nine years later?
We just celebrated 2 years.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah, well, you know what? But you know you want to be together. You're just waiting for the right time, the right budget. Not us pressuring you.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're totally fine. We're waiting for the right time. We are very happy together.
I love it.
I'm actually pregnant with our third child.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm due in March.
Okay, cool.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Congratulations to you.
And you know what? At least you know that you're with the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. That's the important part.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. So it's match or mistake. It's Eric and Streamwood, who his girlfriend has put a deadline, January 1st of 2027, for him to propose or it's over. And he's like, I love her. She's great. She's amazing. But I don't know if I'm like going to do that in that amount of time. And we're wondering, is it a match or a mistake? Is it sort of arbitrary to put a number on that if it's love? But also, I understand, like, you're like, hey.
If you're unsure about me, then, like, leave me alone.
There is the point of it that's like, we're not getting any younger.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Aina, is it Aina?
Aina
in Lincoln Square. Match or mistake?
Mistake.
Oh, okay. And why do you say that?
Because if he really likes her, he's not going to have a second thought.
Okay.
Oh, and you know what? See, that's the part that kind of like scares me. Because we heard it in the last call, right? 2 months in, they knew the day they met.
Yeah, that they were ready to go.
So what if like everybody who ends up in divorce is just because they weren't that sure?
Mm-hmm.
And then you end up getting married anyway?
Yeah.
And then it's like, what? You should just know. Are you married?
No, I'm divorced. I've been married for 6 years. But this is life.
Oh, is
it? If you know, yeah. I mean, if he knows, like, she wants to get married. If you are not ready, just tell her. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Be honest.
Yeah,
why
and you know what?
Why you want to waste time or why you have second thought?
Maybe she'll even understand that to some degree. But it also sounds like she's drawn a line in the sand. But, you know, I love that this is coming from somebody who's divorced because you have even entirely a different perspective on this. And I appreciate that. Have a wonderful day, all right?
Thank you, guys.
All right, let's take one more. So Lisa is in Dumont, Indiana, and you say it's a mistake.
I think I would be cautious. I think it's a red flag after 3 months or so
to be
demanding that a year from now that you be engaged.
Here I thought she was being romantic. Here I thought she was like, if you know, you know. But I guess it's tough to put pressure on someone. Because what if, sometimes I'm like, what if like in a year he would have come to that conclusion anyway?
Yeah,
but now with
have.
The pressure, he's getting cold feet.
Right.
Yeah.
I think after 3 months, if both of you mutually think, hey, I think this is a long-term thing. And a year from now, we could be engaged and start that happily ever after, that's fantastic. But after 3 months, if she's demanding something to me, that would be a red flag, because what's the next demand that she's going to be making?
Oh, you know, interesting, too.
She wants something else, and she wants something else, and she's not happy. And I would just be cautious. If you know, you know. Yeah. I agree with the other people that said that.
Deadlines is weird. A deadline is a specific deadline.
Because the way that I hear it from him, like, he didn't sound like he was absolutely not into it. He sounded put off by the deadline, but he was like, I do really like her. Like, enough to stay.
It needs to be a mutually agreeable thing.
Yeah.
My husband and I knew after just a couple of weeks, and we were married within 3 months.
Wow.
That's
quick.
We just celebrated our 20-year anniversary.
Damn. Wow. All right. Well, you heard it right from the horse's mouth. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
You know, I guess it's true, though. Like, when you know, you know.
Wait,
and you're not questioning it.
When did you know?
So, I said I love you, like, 4 months in, and I think, or like, 3 or 4 months in. And I think, like, we both just pretty much knew that, like, this was just forever. But I didn't propose for 2 years.
Okay.
And then we got engaged a couple years after that.
But you knew.
Yeah, but I knew. And she knew. We were good to go. You know what? This honestly could go either way for our friend Eric, you know, who his girlfriend has put a deadline January 1st of 2027 to get engaged. I wish them the best. I don't know. I don't think we've really come up with a consensus here.
No, I think that it's going to be a lot of introspective.
Soul searching.
Soul searching.
Yeah. All right. Hey, coming up here at 8:40, Moog's Mega Minute, a chance to win $1,000 if you're good at trivia with B96.